friends, one and all. Today I'm going to break down a wall and briefly come to you from a more personal philosophical perspective. My topic is alpha ambitions with subconscious beta mentality. The many years I have spent on this planet, I have witnessed many people, including self, encounter many difficult situations and people in life. And what I have seen as a part of growing consciousness, as a lot of individuals feel that one of the best ways to deal with adversity is to turn away from it, so to speak. Yet many people, especially males, will say they're alphas when they do things. Their actions may have the ambitions of alpha, but a lot of times when the final result of the action is displayed, it's actually beta. I have spent many years in nature amongst animals, and we all have had the pleasure through various TV shows to watch the in and out of the animal kingdom. And when you spend time in the actual animal kingdom and witness things firsthand, you truly get to see what a true alpha spirit is and true alpha action is. I say that to share this experience, that one of my most recent experiences in the wild, and once again being shown what it is to truly be alpha, was with a pack of coyote. The other coyote will come, kind of keep their distance, try to figure you out, see what's going on with you, per se. The alpha will step forward, and though you may be a foreign entity to it, it doesn't turn away. It challenges you. And I'll stop right there and switch over to a human perspective of that. Many humans are faced with other humans as adversaries, and they'll say, well, I'm just not going to deal with this person, talk to that person, and so forth. That's beta mentality. A real alpha doesn't turn away. A real alpha doesn't cast away. A real alpha looks at opposition with the spirit, with the mind, with the heart all combined, and say, I am going to make you conform to what this pack is, or you will be shown as too weak to follow this pack. But I, as a true alpha, will not turn or wish that you did not exist. I beg the challenge. Therefore, a lot of humans that think they are really dealing with an issue by, as I've seen a lot of quote-unquote supposed inspirational messages of, oh, remove the baggage from your life. I laugh at that, because if someone that rock climbs and climb mountains and hikes, I like a little extra baggage as I climb, because when I climb with that extra weight on my back, it makes me stronger. So the times that I do climb and I just by chance may not have a little extra weight on me that moment, my climb is even better, because of, instead of quickly removing or eliminating baggage so quickly when it first was dropped on me, I endured with that baggage. And just like anyone that knows what it is to exercise the body, lift a few weights, it's the only way you build muscle. Well, your soul and your mentality are intangible muscles. Sometimes it is best to carry that extra weight to strengthen that mentality you have and truly, truly live in an alpha spirit instead of wanting to turn or wish your adversaries away. Challenge them. If it is meant for them to be in your presence, they will endure too. And maybe a new form of energy will come about to where things are more cohesive. But don't say you're alpha, but you actually respond like a beta. Watch a few animal shows. Go out in the wild. Stay with the wild a few days. They'll show you what it is to be alpha. Poof.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.